Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Christopher Macklin, a medical intuitive and healer, author, number of books out there, paranormal conduit, and a global spiritual messenger. He's a very powerful channeling medium and healer from England who specializes and utilizes divine healing techniques cultivated through divine knowledge from God in the spirit world to help people recover from all types of afflictions and illnesses. Christopher is able to heal many people simultaneously with the help of God's angelic light beings who work with Christopher to rebalance the body's energy field by clearing chakra points, cleansing the body's meridian field by removing blockages and negative energies. Today, Christopher works with thousands of clients a month internationally. He provides a full range of healing services that addresses a spectrum of physical, mental, emotional issues, and he teaches people about their divine sovereignty, divine alignment, and divine plan. Christopher, welcome back to the program. Good to have you.
Yeah, good morning, George. It's Thursday morning. Thanks for having me. Bless your heart.
My pleasure. How did you get involved? We're going to talk a lot about ETs tonight. How did you, as a intuitive and healer, get involved with extraterrestrials?
Well, it kind of started at the age of four. And I remember I could see these things and realize people didn't. Anyway, one night, very quickly, what happened is an Anunnaki turned up, you know, pretty dark one. There's a reptilian thing in my room. And I got you get this overwhelm when they appear. You get this overwhelm like, oh wow, really negative feeling in your chest. And I'm like, Dad, there's a reptilian in my room. And he comes, what's the matter? You know, where? You know, oh, it's just a bad dream. And I realized it wasn't. These things were appearing, and I was seeing them, and other people weren't. So I just said with all my might when it went, get out of my room. When it went, yay, that's how. But I said it with all my might. And anyway, I went through some things, could see craft in the sky and different things like that, and you evolve to realize, well, maybe it's not me and maybe it's me, you know, you're not quite sure, and went through life, and of course, you know, went into corporate systems. When I was in corporate systems, you kind of get away from it. I could still see these things, but, mm-hmm. You know, you focus on, got to get a paycheck. Couldn't stand being in corporations, thought they were an absolute load of nonsense, the way they manage it, and then of course, going bankrupt was an interesting thing. I went completely bankrupt, I think it was 2007. And that really brought me to a place where you had to regroup myself. And,
sure.
You know, it was a long journey. You know, I went without food, lived out of a car for about a year or two.
Wow.
What a blessing. I look back at it and think, do I want to do that again? The answer, nah, we're not doing that again.
No, but you learned a lot, I bet.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, you learned a lot about stuff. People, you know, still, I mean, we work now on about 6,000 healing sessions a week, you know, and, you know, I see many people still hanging on to their stuff and things, you know, and I was trying to teach them, get back to your surrendered sovereign self. That's the best place. Surrender completely, you know, and that takes a lot of work. People say, well, how do you surrender? Oh, it's a journey, you know, because you really have to release a lot of emotion, like thousands and thousands of layers, which we've ingested over this lifetime with different things happening, you know, in the world, you know, in families, and there's all sorts of things going on, and we're not built to ingest that sort of emotion. That's why everyone's sick. I mean, it's not just that, but that's one of the biggest factors that I see, that emotion is one of the biggest factors of sickness. It's amazing.
Do you ever run yourself into the ground because of so many healing sessions? It got to Edgar Cayce that way.
Well, I do 4 days a week. I mean, we do also do a protocol. We can talk about that later, stripping nanotechnology out of the body. I work every day, but I do take three, you know, I work 4 days. So I work Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and then I take Saturday and Sunday off. Saturday morning, we still have a generic group healing where we get about 2,000 people on it, and it does take up some time, But I view it as a way of life. I think you surrender and reconcile to the fact. And, you know, once you're comfortable with it, you can move forward. You know, you don't see it as a job. You see it as just a way of life. You know, it's what you do. You know, and that's the difference.
Were you ever abducted by ETs?
Yeah.
How
well?
Often?
Abducted. I sit on the Galactic Federation. There's three Mekilzdat beings who chair the Galactic. I'm not talking about Galactic Federation. Like, people have a different view of this Galactic Federation. Some people think it's dark. It's it's basically an instrument to police this third dimensional world. Now, I remember, you know, being in a meeting with about the Zeta Greys, because they were abducting people, stealing body bits and all this sort of thing. And they took us to a meeting, and it was very clear, you know, there's a very clear thing down here. We have free will, of course. So, okay, so when you come down here, you know that you're going to get Anunnaki floating around and maybe attaching to you or draconian with different things. And so that's, you know, it was, to me, it seemed like an education. You got to learn what they do and how they do it and get rid of them. But if someone paralyzes you, takes you in their spaceship and steals your body bits, that's a complete violation. And violation, you know, they could intervene. So it was decided, I think it was June 3 years ago, that they would sweep them off the planet. Now, they still mess about through portals, but they don't actually physically come on the planet because they were swept off by the Actorians. So I do that work as well. And, you know, you're taken probably, I don't know, once every month, 2 months. It depends what's happening. Of course, there's a lot happening right now.
Tell me about the Federation. How was it formed? And what exactly is it?
It was actually formed when this third dimensional was created. It goes eons back. And the prime creator, again, people might think, oh, this guy's a wacko. That's okay. But I think we're on the right channel.
on this program, Christopher, you're not going to be seen as a wacko, believe me.
Yeah, they say, hey, you're normal. Wacko's outside.
That's right.
Yeah, it was created basically to police the third dimensional world, to make sure it doesn't go too south. Like the, you know, the violation versus education, and there's a lot of ETs involved with it. You know, the Pleiades, Actorians, Sumerians, Atlantarians, Lyrans, some of the Manti. You know, there's a whole host of beings involved which actually help this planet, you know, to stabilize itself. And like I say, it has to be agreed. And once this third dimensional universe was created, it polices time and space. For example, you know, I don't know if you've heard of Tesla lights and things like that, and Tesla machines. Some of them they create portals. Now, the problem with portals is this. You know, if you look at this third dimension, it's like having a football, and we're living in the football with the air. If you start puncturing too many holes in, the time-space continuum down here would alter that much that people couldn't survive, because the frequency of vibration would be way too different.
Interesting.
So one of the jobs is to actually close these portals periodically. Another job is that with the Actorians, we clear, there's a grid, a crystalline structure around the planet. I don't know if you've ever heard about this. We used to use it a lot for telepathy, but what happens is that when you get a lot of emotion, collective emotion, it's stored in the crystalline structure around the planet. So when it gets too high, people feel this overwhelming despair. You can feel that's where the collective energy comes from. And people get this overwhelming despair, and of course, they can commit suicide because it's just too much. So to stabilize it, it's cleared. We used to clear it like every 6-8 weeks. Right now, we're clearing it almost once a week. It's crazy. So you can see that, you know, humanity is just kind of not very happy at the moment.
How many ET groups, including humans, you sit on the galactic board?
I didn't count them, but a lot. There's probably about several thousand.
Wow.
All of them are there all the time, yeah.
Are there other humans or just you?
There's up to 3 Melchizedek beings and the Melchizedek race, which is from the ultimate dimension. So, but, you know, you've got to remember, I mean, sometimes they take your soul, sometimes they take you physically. Most of the time they take your soul, because if they're going to a different dimension, the body might not be... The body might not be robust enough to, you know, to
go through that
vibration, yeah, in a different dimension. But these craft go pretty fast, you know. So it's, but you know, it depends where they're doing it and what they're doing.
Are they just from our galaxy, or are they from all over the universe?
No, they're in different dimensions. You've got the Actorians, 9th, 12th dimension. You've got Melchizedek beings. You've got, let's just think. Lyrans, Syrians, Atlantarians,
Pleiadians,
yeah, and Andromedans. That's the main groups that are there. But there's other, like Manti and different positive Manti beings. So, there's a lot of beings, and it takes that to, you know, to make sure you get an overall balanced perspective.
It's almost like a United Nations.
It is of the Galactic Federation.
Yeah, that's right.
It's one above it, so for sure.
Years ago, go ahead, Christopher.
Well, of course, they're keeping an eye on what's happening here with the reptilian line, because the reptilian lines are the ones that are causing the problems down here. The draconians, you know, the Anunnaki and Luciferians, they're all connected together, you know, to basically try and take over the planet. That's the idea.
Are they trying to do this to just Earth, or are they trying to take over a number of planets?
There's other things happening on other planets, but they're trying to take over this planet, and that's why there's a lot of agendas happening to try and affect humanity so they can actually rise up from their caverns that they're in, especially the draconians and the reptilian creatures like Anunnaki. You know, they're trying to actually come up here and actually be on the planet, but they can't breathe the oxygen. That's why they're trying to alter things here. You know?
Interesting. Are governments here aware of what's going on?
Oh, yeah. By goodness, they are. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's like, for example, with the Zeta Greys. I mean, you know, the Zeta Greys first contacted properly Hitler. You probably know that, you know, from all the talks.
Yeah, we've heard of that.
You know, they've given the technology, nanotechnology. I mean, you know, and people say, oh, do I really believe it? Well, look at the advancement from the 1930s till now. It's so profound. It's almost like Atlantarian days all over again. It's like giving the keys of a Ferrari to a one-year-old or two-year-old, you know. It's gonna mess up. But sadly, it's been given, so it has to be managed. And then it was obviously transferred to America, and then it's been continuing and, you know, obviously for abductions. The abductions are stopped, but, you know, now they've got the technology, they're using it and moving it forward.
Well, I was saying just last week that we have gone thousands of years of human evolution with virtually no technology, and then in 100 years, we exploded.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you look at the psychology of all this, you know, the psychology, everyone's addicted, you know. The thing is about reptilian energy, it's really addictive. So phones are addictive. All the channels, YouTube, Facebook, it's all highly addictive. Got to get on it. Got to do something really quick. You know, it's almost like taking a drug. It's nuts, you know, and people are so addicted to it and so reliant on it. I mean, if I didn't have to have a phone, I wouldn't. But obviously, running this ministry and the Global Enlightenment Project, we have to have a phone. We have to have high-tech computers and everything else. But you know, I love the time in just being around, you know, Mother Earth and being in trees, and you know, it's very healing, I think.
Are the good ETs outnumbering the bad ones?
Yes, they do. I mean, there's a lot of Anunnaki. You know, the thing is about these reptilian creatures is that they manipulate people. So how do they manipulate people? Well, there's an agenda, of course, and the reptilians are connected to governments and One World Order, blah, 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 all this sort of thing. So what they do is they use, you know, news, information, everything else to lower people's vibration and get all upset. Once the vibration's dropped to a level at the same frequency as a reptilian creature, it can attach you. And what they do, for example, Anunnaki, they attach you. They sit in the abdomen, hang on the shoulders, so your shoulders are tight. Abdomen crashes, so it gets bulgy. You know, you get IBS, you get leaky gut, diverticulitis, because you're not digesting lower down in the abdomen. It taps in the lower back, sends you negative thoughts. Now, Anunnaki are not as bad as draconians. Draconians, if they attach you, because they're very low vibration, you get sick really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen it. You know, I've had people. I'll just give you an example. I remember a lady when it was Mother's Day, and she texted me the day before Mother's Day. I just left the office. She said, my daughter's trying to commit suicide. And this is a girl on Broadway, you know, a superstar girl, Broadway.
You would think she had her life together, right?
Oh, yeah, but she had an attachment. So I couldn't do it right then. I said, look, don't take her out of your sight. You know, and she was, like, doing urinating yard, trying to cut herself. I got back to the office about an hour later, got her on Skype. She was grey, you know. She had a draconian tattoo, removed it, started to rebalance all the body. Within an hour, that girl was laughing her head off and couldn't imagine why she wanted to commit suicide. And she didn't. It was the attachment to her that manipulated.
It was making her think that way, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And they caused depression. Once you got rid of the antis, the main thing, I think, is to get your vibration up, because that affects the autoimmune. You know, of course, your thymus is right close to your chest, spleen further down. If your heart chakra is full of emotion, like we're just thousands, 10, 20, 50,000 layers over the lifetime, it's way too much, you know. We're engineered for a loving, simple life, and we're not kind of getting it. So it affects the autoimmune as well, so people get autoimmune issues. So it's really important, you know. I always urge people, do meditation, you know, get your vibration up. We have instruments if you want help on the website. So, but they do affect people, for sure.
But there are good ETs, and lots of them, right?
Oh, lots of them, yeah. If we didn't have the good ETs, I think we'd be in a mess right now. Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, the Lemurians, they're setting crystals at certain parts of the planet to try and increase the vibration. Andromeda's are helping. Let's just think of the ones. Lemurians are helping. They're all helping. And as Mekilzet beings, of course, down here, we're helping too. You know, we have an actual project that's going to happen probably start in the next 2 months, which is pretty big. It's 20,000 acres, and we're going to put 3 huge pyramids up.
Where's that going to be?
I can't tell you exactly, but it's going to be somewhere between Missouri and Arkansas.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. It's going to be huge, and the pyramids are going to be 333 feet tall, 666 feet tall, 999 feet tall on the Fibonacci curve. And it'll help raise the vibrations planet, because it's going to be set on a ley line. So, you know, and obviously the Fibonacci, they'll boost each other up. And then the final one will inject the energy into the planet. So it's going to really help shift things around.
I'm in St. Louis right now. And you're in Missouri yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm not far from you. Well, we're in Branson. Well, we're just outside Branson in Hollister.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the global enlightenment, but Branson, yeah.
Has COVID affected Branson too?
They've got masks, but not really. Hollister, they don't wear masks. You know, the mayor said, it's okay. If you want to wear masks, it's great. If you don't, then don't. You know.
I mean, are they letting people go into theaters and stuff like that?
It's reduced. In Branson, it's completely reduced. In Hollister, you can do what you like. And it's only actually half a mile away, so it's kind of crazy.
Now, these ET races, the good ones, years ago when people like George Adamski would talk about being abducted, taking to Venus, were they telling the truth, or were they, you know, strange people making up stories? What do you think?
I think some of them are telling the truth. It depends, you know, what they see. It's like these craft. When you get in these craft, they're enormous. You know, they look small. I mean, they look like maybe a football field. When you get in them, because they've got, they're like expanded dimensionally, so they're huge inside, you know. I mean, I haven't seen them. I mean, the thing is, when I go to this Galactic Federation, you go in there. You get there, you do your stuff, they pick you up, you go straight back, you know. So, and sometimes they wipe your memory, sometimes they don't. So
they pick you up in a limo UFO, right?
something like that, yeah. And the reason why they wipe your memory is because, obviously, you've got remote viewers in the government who try and watch you and see what you're doing. And, you know, they can try and look at the conscious mind, but they can't see the subconscious mind. So that's why sometimes they wipe the conscious memory to so you forget what happened.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.